get a stand.
Oh, I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Let's just all raise our hands and sing it to him again.
Oh,
our heads and we hum it to him softly.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for this message. Truly, I believe when that prophet said, it looks like the gates will open soon to that promised land. I believe we're there, brothers and sisters. This message, this word has been revealed to us. It's been revealed to us who he sent in our day. Amen. It's been revealed it is the word of the hour. Amen. It's been revealed that it's a one-man message. Amen. It's been revealed that we have that revelation of who he sent. Amen. And now it's been revealed who we are. As Elijah followed Elisha, let's follow him. Amen. For truly, Jesus Christ is the prophet of our day. Amen. The very word of the hour. And he's soon going to be here, coming for his bride. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. We love you, Lord Jesus.
Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Glory to God.
Oh, I've been watching and
just any day. happy for that tonight.
Oh, I've been watching, and I've been waiting, just any day now, His face I'll see.
Just once again. Truly any day now, right?
Any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I've been.
Hum it to Him softly as we're seated. Heads and hearts bowed. Aren't you thankful to be part of God's great economy tonight? To truly know that we've been watching and we've been waiting for His soon coming. He's coming for His bride. Oh God, we love You with the depths of our heart. Let our minds now go. Brother Branham said, He says, may you just see Him hanging there on the cross. And what He did for us that day. There's never been a day like that day. And then He came again and revealed Himself and said, I'm alive. Amen. He came back and called out a bride. Very soon, we're going to spend eternity with Him. He spoke to us tonight and told us once again, it's a promise. Amen. What a privilege it is for me to turn the service as we have our heads and hearts bowed back to God's prophet and messenger, Brother Brent.
Father, there's an angel coming to the table of the Lord. Let every Christian know that Jesus said this, he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I'll raise him up at the last day. We know he said it. Now, Father, we pray that you'll prepare our hearts in tenderness and repentance. Yes. That we who come may not be condemned with the world. May we come as Christians while we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
While their ushers are the deacons are coming with the table of the Lord, we're going to sing to him, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. While we make ready for the communion, just in a moment. And the ushers will come forth, or the deacons, and bring the communion table while we're singing this.
Thank you.
found in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 23rd verse, St. Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and he said, take and eat, this is my body which was broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood, this do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. Now, in obedience to this great commandment given here by St. Paul, let us just remember this, that we are guilty, that some way and somehow the best of us are guilty before God. Because it is written of our Lord Jesus Christ, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we can only be perfect through our faith in his shed blood, for there's not one thing we can do to help ourselves. We have to trust in his mercy. So I shall pray for you, that God will forgive you for all your unworthiness. And will you pray for me? That God will forgive me for my unworthiness, for we are approaching the table of the Lord. We will pray silent, one for the other. This our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son, amen. Representing the body of Jesus Christ, this kosher bread. He take bread and break it, and gave it to his disciples, and said, take ye and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, look down upon the sons of man and forgive our sins as we in penance bow before thee. Unworthy creatures we are. And when we see the price that God paid for our sins by sending his Son, made in likeness of sinful flesh, and his precious body, I see the nail scars in his hands, in his feet, the thorn marks in his head, the pierced under his precious heart. This was all done for my sins, in the sins of my people. This, Lord, we repent of our sins. This bread represents that broken body which we're to take in remembrance of him. O Father God, sanctify this kosher bread for that purpose. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. like manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This is the blood of the New Testament. This do in remembrance of me, for as often as you drink it, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes." Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, and author of good life, the eternal life, the only life, Father God, we give to you this fruit of the vine, which we remember in your great, sacred, precious heart. As you, that night, knew that you were leaving your loved ones, you called them aside and took the supper and said to them, "I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine, till I drink it with you anew in my Father's kingdom." We are looking forward to that day that when we shall drink this with you anew in the kingdom of God. That great noble night that shall come when the wedding supper will spread across the skies. We shall stand there redeemed by the blood that this grapes represent. O God, sanctify this kosher wine to its intended purpose to represent the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may everyone that partakes of this bread and wine, may they receive divine strength, health, heal their sickness, forgive their sins, Lord. Heal my sickness and forgive my sins. And make us thy people, thy servants. For we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he come from God and went to God, he rises from the supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. And Peter said unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answering said unto him, "What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter said unto him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head." Jesus said unto him, "He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but ye are clean every whit. Ye are clean, but not all." For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, "Ye are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garment, and sat down again, he said unto them, "Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you."
How wonderful is to take the Lord's Supper. Amen. Another special treat tonight. What a privilege and honor it was to have our brother Mike Epling with us tonight. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother Mike. An answer to prayer. He's Hebrews 13:8. Just want to say that I try to send him an email every once in a while to encourage him, and he turns it around every single time. What an encouragement, Brother Mike. How we love you. His testimony to stand true on this word, and God has healed our brother, and he's here with us tonight to serve at his posted duty. God bless you, Brother Mike, if you would dismiss us.
Let's bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, we're thankful once more to have had the opportunity to be in your house and to fellowship with thee around the living word. And God, of all that's here today, I believe I'm the most thankful. For Lord, it was 18 months ago that the best medical doctors in Louisville told me that I had about 3 months to live. But Lord, thanks to the prayers of our brother Joseph and these brothers and sisters in front of me who I believe are a portion of the bride of Christ. Lord, your mercy changed that report. And God, we thank you for that, Lord. And thank you that in this last day you sent us a prophet, vindicated with signs and wonders and with thus saith the Lord. Grateful, Lord, that you gave us eyes to see that. You gave us a heart to receive it. But Lord, most of all, you gave us a will to believe and obey it. And Lord, though we may stumble and fall, Lord, we're still by faith striving for that stature of a perfect man. And Lord Jesus, as we're about to change this service and go to foot washing, we pray that you'll be with each and every one. Lord, you know how much I love them. Lord, and I know how much you love them. Lord, just pray that you'll be with them, bless them, watch over them. And Lord, you even promised to give them the desires of their heart. Grant that it be so, Lord. And Lord, be with us in the further part of the service. May everything that's said and done be for your honor and glory. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You may be seated. The ushers will be up to dismiss you for foot washing. God bless you.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I